forever. Oh my god, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I spilled.
Blister.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. That'll be fun to peel off when it heals a little bit. You peel off the top layer of the skin.
Oh yeah, and the little liquid shoots out, the gusher.
Yeah.
Good gusher blister.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
welcome back.
Yes.
To another steaming piping scalding serving of hot goss.
I want your goss.
It's our weekly chat show.
Uh-huh. Where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the dree drams.
Let's get into some hot goss. Are you doing goat yoga in your throat? Wow.
I bet you do a lot of things in your throat. It is so nice to be back in Forever Dog Studios.
Back again.
Downtown Studio City, Los Angeles.
I had to do a U-turn to get here and I...
You did.
It's been a few weeks since we've done a hot gas.
8-lane intersection there on Lancashire, where we pull into the driveway here at Forever Dog.
It's a long driveway.
We have the key fob, and the security guard is really nice. Lets us upstairs.
Mm-hmm. He knows.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah. He knows exactly what floor we're going
to. Private elevator. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Private suites. Did you guys enjoy the Race Chaser London, Dublin, Manchester, and all those shows? Are they all up yet?
London and Dublin are out for free, and everything else is out on Stitcher Premium.
Love that.
Oh, I loved them, too. I listened, and they were wonderful.
Very good ones.
If you want to hear the other shows, they're available on Stitcher Premium, the Manchester shows and Glasgow. The Glasgow
and
show.
And a bonus episode of other clips that were... too hot to make it.
Too hot for the pod. Yes. So you can listen to basically the whole tour. It was a really amazing time connecting with Race Chaser fans out there. You can get them in episodes on Stitcher Premium right now. And guess what? Use code FOREVERDOG for one month free.
Oh, wow.
Code FOREVERDOG.
We got some fan mail from some people, and they said, "Dear Wilhelmina, Alaskandra.
I've never heard that one before. That's good.
And Bigarina, Dippertine, Dupree, Tavana, St. James, Papiel del Rio.
Wow.
It's 1:12 a.m. I'm in my bed in the attic in my house on a Mediterranean island. There's a storm outside. I'm warm. It's however, due to having a blanket and a duvet on top of me, I'm listening to the Hot Goddess episode where an alleged Rue girl accepting a load from a guy called Billy, who turns out to be a con man of the century. Willem's enthusiastic guesses, Alaska desperately trying to navigate the depths of a site known as onlyflabs.com, and Dipperina being confused in the background may have made me feel so included and so happy. Not since Raven tore Mimi and first into tiny shreds that were used in the subsequent seasons for a drag on a dime challenges have I felt this way. You make the world come together. You deserve an award for your contribution to politics and arts. It's called a queerty, dear. Have a nice day.
I thought it was like a whistleblower who was going to announce themselves as the person taking a load from Billy's and fucking Toro, but I guess not. I guess the mystery lives on for yet another day.
Get Father Dowling on it.
And here we... Who?
Father Dowling Mysteries. It was a show in the 90s about a priest and a nun who solved mysteries.
Oh, wow.
I was the nun. Damn it. I wanted to look up my other cop shows.
You have deep range if you can play a nun. Wow.
I actually auditioned as a drag nun twice. One for the Dr. Vegas, the Rob Lowe medical drama, which he chose to do that instead of some other show that went on for like seasons.
Wow.
Kicking himself.
Well, we just celebrated Christmas, holidays, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa seasons, I had a really blessed time of year. How about you?
My holidays were incident-free, no arrests, no convictions.
Good.
I was
That's
in Palm
great.
Springs. I got a lot of work done on my house. It's almost ready.
That's great.
And I smoked a lot of weed.
And you were on the Murray and Peter Naughty Tour.
I was. I was on the...
So naughty.
I had a lot of fun. I did my number where I get my balls out. People love that.
How did I see that on Instagram? Are you allowed? They didn't put you in jail for that?
People keep reposting it anyway. So I just don't repost it because I don't want to get my account fucked with.
Right.
But like, let them post whatever they want.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely a good time.
Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag.
What did you do for the holidays?
Well, I recently got back from South Africa, which was really amazing, really inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, your videos with the animals? So cool.
Yeah. So,
which ones did you touch?
I didn't touch any of them. No, I didn't touch any of them. You don't really want it. You don't get out of the truck because you don't want to like interfere with the divas.
Okay.
But we were really close to them. And for the most part, they're just like, it's a van full of people. Who gives a fuck? Like these giant animals
that
are like as big as a house.
So cool.
Zebras are just like running around.
Thick.
Like,
they're thick in the
back. They are.
They're like horse size.
They are fully horse size.
They're basically just striped horses, right?
Our guide called them donkeys in pajamas because they kind of are that.
Oh, are they donkeys? They're not horses?
They're like both. They're similar.
How wonderfully camp.
My favorite animal was the animal that no one gives a fuck about, the impala. They're like deer with the
horns, the spiral
stunning,
unicorn horns.
Yeah. Really sharp, tall horns. And they have the most beautiful eye makeup. It's like just black eyeshadow. Mm-hmm. So pretty. But they're just like everywhere. So the guide is like, oh yeah, there's 100 impalas. Who cares? Let's go find a lion.
Are they the things that leap in the beginning of Lion King? Are they the leapers?
Tamers? Think so. Or maybe antelope. But we were surrounded by impalas. We did not see a leopard.
I'm so sorry.
They're very rare in the area where we were. So we did not see a leopard. But I learned that leopards live in trees, which I didn't know.
Yeah, they hang out and they swing their tails.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with leopards, and so I was glad to learn a little bit.
Now, I saw you last night at the Ben and Jinx holiday show. And
yes.
What a great way to end it. That was so funny.
Yeah.
You're so talented. And it's nice to see that other drag queens are taking on producing their own shows, like how you're doing with the $3 bill stuff.
Yeah.
It's really inspiring and it makes me want to do it too. But it seems like a lot of work. So I'm good.
It is a lot of work. And I will say
emails.
The show that Jinx and Ben put on is really amazing. Well written, well performed, but so much happens beyond that, behind the scenes.
Just the reveals. They had probably 8 costume changes total between 2 people. And then all the dancers were changing shit. And like, there were probably like millions of words spent before that show even got on its legs. There's so many words and people and things involved. It's a lot of work.
And it's a great thing. And I'm glad Ben is out there producing events because I think as drag gets more popular, there are people out there who just see dollar signs and don't see the artistry and don't respect the queens themselves.
Yeah, like don't like pull out your balls for anybody, ladies. You know, support queer artists.
So yes, so as we're in like the wild, wild west of like drag expansion, I think it's important to support each other and to look out for each other. And I think Ben did a really amazing job of putting together that really fierce show. Salute, salute. It's a deep salute. Yeah,
And taking hold of your future feels good. It's like grabbing ears during a blowjob, you know?
Are we really any update on the Billy Santoro hoopla? How much free advertisement are we using our platform to give? Beep!
The funny thing is, this porn star in San Fran named Jesse, I saw him at Heclina's...
Uncle Jesse?
No, Jesse... Jesse Coulter, I think.
Papadopoulos? Wait, what was his last name on the...
Yeah, it was close to that. Yeah.
Oh, on Full House?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was like Mother at Heclina's club, and he came and he's like, let's do a video. And then he starts talking about his OnlyFans. He's like, tell people to go there. And I was like, Actually, I had a horrible experience with OnlyFans. Their software was terrible. Their customer service was zero.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm one of the first creators early on. They don't even charge me. And I was like, what? He's like, their servers are overloaded. And I was like, it's a shitty service.
Overloaded. Okay, more overloaded fully loaded than that alleged Rue girl.
More loaded than a Billy Santoro love seat.
With the video pulled up.
Another video came to the surface.
I think it's Thorgy.
Post it. No, you can see their face and their head in the video that Billy Santoro recently tweeted. And the hair, it doesn't match anybody who's on Drag Race. I think Billy Santoro was confused, and it's like an assistant or a friend of a Rue girl, and I don't think it's a Rue girl.
Why would he lie?
That's where we're at. I don't know, because so we talk about it on the podcast, so he gets clicks, follows, tweets, followers on OnlyFans, paywall.
It could be Juju if she didn't have a fade on the side of her hair. But I don't I don't think she would stoop so low just to promote that Drag Me to the Altar show. Or, you know what? She wasn't stooped that low. I think she was on a bed. She wasn't on the floor.
Please. Whoever you are, just text us.
Reveal yourself.
We won't blow you up online. I just can't take it anymore.
She needs to know, you guys. I think the quality of the pod will suffer otherwise. And we will keep talking about it.
Just burn that until the truth is revealed.
Well, we're going to take a break.
Bye. Ready? Do you have the pitch pipe? You have a different kind of pipe. Okay. Yes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Anytime that you like, really give me my heart to break.
I was going
to
do Let's Get Political, but...
Oh, yeah.
Let's do that after Let's Get... Okay, so let's do Let's Get Political
Let's
first.
Get Political, yeah.
Okay, okay. Do you have the pitch pipe? Okay.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Let's get political, political. I want to get political.
Let me see a policy. Let me see inside. Hold it open, Rue girl. Ooh. Let me load it. I'm Billy Santoro.
Hey, yeah. I think I'm confused. I don't think you were on Drag Race.
What was that song that I sang about impeachment? Please let's talk about impeachment. Donald Trump might need to go home.
Tina Turner, we adore you. And that's the word on everybody's lips is impeachment.
It was official. Donald Trump became the third president to be impeached on the House.
Yes.
What's the? Not the Congress, the House. Got it. On December 18th.
Yes.
And the other two impeached people were Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton.
Yes, and I'm going to read this copy. A president who has been impeached by the House can still serve as president. It's up to the Senate to hold a trial to decide whether to remove him or her from office. The other two presidents impeached by the House, Bill Clinton and Andrew Johnson, were acquitted by the Senate.
More rules than a Miss Gay America.
I'm sorry, but the hemline was half an inch too short. I had to dock points.
You clearly had a bottom lash on during your boy interview, so we're going to be subtracting there, too. This will affect your score. Now, the articles of impeachment must be delivered to the Senate, I guess FedEx or something, but things are at a stalemate because the Senate is... But I tried to get a Mac... Never mind. Postmates would not give me... a computer charger from the Mac store. They wouldn't go there, but they would buy me foundation at Sephora. Mad. Privilege problems, sorry. Trump won't be removed from office while he's impeached, but it makes it feel like a political tactic.
Wait, what?
I'm reading what this says, and I'm trying to...
And big difference, I'm like, putting that's news to me.
I'm putting different commas in and flipping everything around, yeah, but it still doesn't make sense. Yeah. Thoughts?
Well, the Senate is mostly Republican, and they're very, they like to vote down party lines, historically speaking. So it's likely that the president will not be removed from office because of this.
And if he was, would we want Pence there anyway? Which is worse.
Yeah,
no. One guy doesn't grab pussies that we know of.
Yeah. So I don't.
We don't have any vote in the impeachment. We're just left to the selections of mostly white men and some other people that have managed to break through. It's like the Electoral College. Like,
yeah.
And I want to pay attention to it, but like, I have nothing to do with it. This horrible man, I'm not in power of my own country's government. I don't feel like it's a democracy anymore. I feel like we're shackled with this Electoral College thing, and it's going to shackle us until we unshackle ourselves. Because the popular vote presidents haven't won twice in my lifetime. Al Gore... and Hillary Clinton. And I feel betrayed by my own country constantly because of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I have anything to do with the impeachment.
Well, we don't. And I think it's a bunch of hoopla.
Can we get maybe a girl on it?
Get her on the horn.
Roving field hot goss reporter.
Get her on the horn, our political correspondent.
How was that gig at the Things of the Trees?
Tenants of the Trees?
Yeah.
It was wild. We got shut down by the cops.
Really?
Bro. Like, yeah. It was really cool. So it was like we were in like a backyard fucking being loud and having a drag show. Like it was really actually really fun. But we got shut down by the police because we were too loud.
Was it at the old MJ's still?
Someone said that building was the old MJ's, but it doesn't look anything like it. So they did a number inside.
The backyard is cool now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
It was really, really fun. Well, the important thing is, I mean, I think this hoopla about impeachment is just a bunch of hoopla, like you said. But we should still be vigilant when it comes to voting and registering to vote. Because, you know, if enough people say enough is enough is enough, Donna Summer, Barbara Streisand.
It's raining, it's pouring.
Or wait, it is, yeah.
I can't go on. But Bill Clinton, was his Senate also ruled by his own party, and that's why he was acquitted? And was the House a Republican party at that point?
I can't remember.
That I don't know.
I watch Veep.
I feel like that... It's not
real. I love Veep.
I feel like love that Veep, had like a lot so. More to do with like a morality vote, where people were like, having sex has nothing to do with the way that you're governing.
But lying about... having sex has to do with it, right?
But I remember the debate. I was a kid.
What was he brought up on charges for, Bill Clinton? actually charged
obstruction
with.
Of justice, I think.
Yeah, because they were like trying to get, they were trying to keep the whole thing under wraps.
Got it.
But who knows?
Yeah.
Unqualified. What's the lyric? Huh? No, we're not qualified. We'll talk politics,
but we're not qualified. Honestly, we're not, but we're trying to learn, and 2020 is going to be a year of learning and growing. Thank you for coming on the journey.
That's true. And we do have a say in our country. Our country is still a democracy, and I believe that we can mobilize and we can wake up and we can go into 2020 and make some meaningful change. Let's make sure that we're fucking registered to vote, and please vote. And that's the bottom line.
What?
We'll
Did
talk some politics, though we're not qualified to all that gas.
Thank you.
If you came to the live shows, you were
privileged.
You were
privileged and privy to it.
Completely privy to that. Hot number. Speaking of a hot number.
Ooh, a hot number. Is so it the rainbow spotlight of the week, possibly?
It is the rainbow spotlight.
Oh.
And we're doing a song called Heart to Break by Kim Petras, who, if you don't know her, she's a up-and-coming rising pop star on the rise.
Superstar.
Yes. We love her.
You love her a lot. You're doing a whole show about her.
Yes. At $3 Bill in New York, February 10th, we are doing a show it's around Valentine's Day, so it's all about like stories of love and heartbreak, all using the music of Kim Petras.
Who's playing RuPaul and who's playing me?
I don't know.
Who's playing the taser?
I don't know. We haven't finalized casting yet.
Ooh, please tell me that AJ kid's going to be in it, though.
We haven't finalized casting yet.
Ooh, I can I can help cast. Cast illusions.
Cast out.
People.
Yeah.
Cast out.
Yeah. So you can go to my Instagram and you can find
Clever Girl.
You can find the link to the show called Heart to Break. At $3 Bill, February 10th.
Which is a queer-owned venue. Support queer-owned people. Don't just talk about it. Do it.
Hallelujah. And
get your tickets.
It's the team. It's the people who we've come together to do A Star Is Born This Way. Mm-hmm. We did Justice for Art Pop. We're venturing out into other artists. But, I mean, Lady Gaga's where our heart lies.
You were going to say Ventura County.
No. There will be more Lady Gaga shows in 2020. But we would like to, I don't know. Spread the wealth.
Yeah, spread it up.
Yeah,
why not?
So check it out, and let's take a listen to this hot song called Heart to Break.
Do you just mean that track? Even if it means that I'll never put myself back together. Gonna give you my heart to break. Even if I end up in shadows, maybe it doesn't matter. Gonna give you my heart to break. I tried to poison dart frog, I'm going!
Oh dear, is this a bushel? Oh shit! Oh
my god.
Damn it.
Mother bird protecting her eggs.
It is very...
so dark in here.
It is very dark in here. But luckily we have fully charged headlamps as we go...
Spelunking.
Deep inside the DMs.
You know what we should have? Those pop lights that girls use for titties, like in the... Space Hooker Challenge in season 3.
Yeah. Carmen Carrera special.
Exactly. Two AA batteries and a belt.
That's it, babe.
So Erica with a K says, Dear Alaska Willem Dipper, me and my boyfriend have been arguing about this for months. He thinks when you're singing Let's Get Political, you're doing Alyssa Edwards' doo-wah impersonation. And I know it's just a slowed down version of Let's Get Physical. Can you prove me right, please? Love friend of the pod, Erica.
Let's get political, do I, do I. Let's get political, oh, da do da day. Let me see your poli sci.
Let me see his dick, Erica.
I guess the songs are kind of similar, though I've never thought that. Your boyfriend is categorically wrong. Mm-hmm. But because of fragile masculinity, sometimes you don't want to tell him he's wrong. Let him listen to this podcast and just let him come to his own conclusions. Mm-hmm. Our next message is from Adam. Hi, Alaska Willamette, elusive Chanteuse Big Dipper. Longtime listener, first-time emailer. I recently got out of a 2-year-long, somewhat long-distance relationship, 2-hour drive, that turned out to be a one-sided one. I fell in love, he didn't. I'm a wreck, and I was wondering if y'all had any breakup advice or experience with one-sided relationships. Y'all are amazing, and I appreciate all that you do. Best, Adam.
No one's ever broken up with me.
Very helpful, Blanche.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I've been in 2 relationships, so.
Okay. All right.
What about you? Have you ever been dumped?
Sure. I don't know. I can't.
What about you, Dipper?
I tend to not dwell upon it.
But, just come dump, no dump.
Oh my gosh.
I've done the breaking up, but I haven't been broken up with.
Atta girl.
Here's the thing, Adam, though, and it sounds like this went on for a long time. I think just give yourself time to heal. Focus on yourself and what makes you happy before, like, looking into getting into another relationship right away.
Maybe learn about communication through Skillshare.com/drag. Because honestly, it sounds like if you were driving 4 hours, a 2-hour drive each way,
yeah,
to get some dick, and the parameters of the relationship weren't clear, that's idiotic. Idiotic. If you thought
harsh.
That you... No, it... Because, like... If you think you're in a relationship, you're going to this guy's house every... I went to this guy's house probably when I was 17. Like...
Your uncle doesn't count.
Shut up. I went to his house every Sunday for Queer as Folk. And like I would watch it because I didn't have cable. And I've told the story a couple times, but like I, in my head, was like, you know, like having fun. And then Christmas comes and he gets me like some cologne. I'm like, I don't want to wear this. And like he was in a relationship in his head with me that I wasn't in. I was just coming over to fucking watch a Showtime.
Yeah.
But I was having fun and like he like thought we were dating. I was like, no. And you're 39 and I'm 17. Oh, wow. We never leave your house.
Yeah.
Like we're not dating. Buy me something. Then we're dating.
The point is that communication is paramount. It's very important. And
which is
sometimes
why Skillshare.
Sometimes it's hard because you might not get the answer that you're looking for, but it's better to have that conversation earlier on before you look back after 2 years. Give yourself time, Adam.
Also, keep a in the car. You never know.
We wish you all the best, Adam. Do you want to read this message from Efren?
Efren says, hello, Alaska Vanna, Willa Maria, and Dipper Tinta Osama Bin Laden Brown. So someone colored this photo of a bunch of homosexuals detained in the 40s in Mexico City for being gay. They fiercely posed for the photo. And as soon as I saw this man, I thought, damn, this is Willem out of drag. Here's the original photo and a side-to-side pic. Also, here is my trick.
This is such a beautiful, fierce image.
Who's... That's clearly. She's beautiful.
I just think it's so cool to look at that from the 40s.
From the 40s.
Not afraid. Fuck you. I'm putting my hands in my hip in the jail. And the one guy, the one that looks like Raja, is even doing a reverse model thing with his wrist where his elbow faces forward, but his fingers are facing towards his butt. And then the guy in the back looks like Ben de la Creme, but scared. The one with the curly hair next to Raja.
Yeah. This is an amazing, amazing work. Whoever colorized this photo and
the brows
brought it to our attention.
The brows on me,
honey. You
penciled.
Are turning.
You see the side by side on the next page?
No, not yet.
This is a testament to the indomitable human spirit. Because, girl, these young people were detained in Mexico City in jail in the 1940s just because of who they are. And you know what? They aren't giving up and they aren't surrendering and they're still being themselves and being fucking fierce.
Does she have a nail on?
Deep salute. Salute.
I mean, the side by side, yeah, we look alike.
How's the drink?
The drink is thick and tubular.
Purple Aussie bum underwear pulled down to reveal a serviceable member.
Yeah, no balls.
Well, sometimes you don't need them.
The balls are at their dad's house for the weekend.
Sometimes you don't need them. Next, we have a message from Newt.
Newt.
I am Newt.
Newt.
They only come out at night, mostly. Get away from her, you bitch! Quoting aliens.
Yeah.
Okay, dear Willem, Alaska, and Big Dipper 5000, Pendarvis the 16th. I'm in the house of Pendarvis. Okay, thank you for providing a wonderful podcast that has helped me in more ways than you'd know. My name is Newt, and I'm a photographer in Dallas, and I'd love to immerse myself in the local drag scene. I know about great shows I could photograph at S4 and Glitter Bomb in Denton. My question is, do you have anything that you like to see from a photographer? Is there anything I can do to stand out to the local dolls? Any tips on collaborating with potential creative partners? I hope you enjoy the pic. I took it at work when I should have been productive. Love you all, Newt.
Oh my God. Jinx would kick down the front door for a piece of Newt. Let me tell you, he's a twink, looks skatery. Dick.
He was a skater twink.
Dick from his wrist to his elbow, at least.
And she has nails on.
Oh, does she?
Gender is a construct, tear it apart.
She does. Just don't finger me with that. Tear apart my asshole.
Right. Yeah.
I would say use your penis for anything you can to network. Sleep with people. Make friends that way. A lot of people that I fucked have become my friends and or tried to fuck.
Yeah.
So, like, try to get in there with that doorstop of a dick. And then...
And they've become your doorstop.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I do have a doorstop of a dick. But that hasn't been marketed yet. But I will. 2020. Good idea. Yeah, I'd say use your dick to get in the door. And then, like, don't take pictures of girls from below.
Okay, that's what I want to get into, is the do's and don'ts of photographing drag queens.
Oh, I basically sent a photographer home at a gig 2 weeks ago because on there wasn't a stage, but the floor I was performing on, he was on the same floor under me, just snapping. And I was like, A, I'm trying to perform, you're in the way. And B, I had to call him out for the angle. I was like, don't ever do that. You know?
Yeah.
And then at the meet and greet, he took a test photo and I asked to see it. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do selfies. Is that okay? And he's like, yeah, that's fine. Because the lighting was weird. And then 5 minutes later, someone comes up and they're like, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. Why? And they're like, they said you sent home the photographer. I was like, I don't know. I just said what I was going to do.
Well, that's the thing. I think don't be in the way of the drag queens.
Ever. Don't inhibit the performance.
And also don't ask them for too much. If you're offering to do pictures for people for exposure, that's great. My recommendation, go to one of the shows, maybe talk to the promoter and set it up through them and say, I'm going to have a setup here. If any of the girls want to come through and get a picture done really quick while they're in drag and in between, you know, the set or whatever, then they can.
Like Victoria. Victoria did seven looks.
Yes. Victoria was doing a photo shoot. We originally were like, we're not going to do it. We don't have time. Like, we're on the road. It's just not going to happen. But I was able to step in my look and do a quick, it literally was like 10 frames.
You booked the ghostie.
Yes. And now I have like these really amazing photos that he was nice enough to send. I think did he send them to me?
Well, it sounds nice. The
they looked great on his camera.
They looked fucking awesome. They're really good.
Victoria, send them.
Right. And so I would say that's a great way to get in there and don't shoot from below. Make sure the lighting is not from one side.
Make sure you can see the whites of your subject's eyes.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, the connection's not there.
Thank you, Newt.
Thanks, Newt. And
come out at night mostly.
Fuck yeah.
From Monty, dearest Alaska Willem and biggest Dipper Tintra, I'm a veterinarian, and I would like to comment on the previous episode of Hot Goss where Kit said that tryptophan kills dogs. No, ma'am, that's a lie. Yeah, also, in the out-of-pocket soundboard clip, I believe this is a misheard lyric of the actual song by Lady Gaga. If that was intentional, then I apologize, but the actual lyric is, that if I care.
I want to see the receipts.
Anyway, just wanted to weigh in with my professional opinion. Huge fan of the pod. Have listened to every single episode since the beginning. Yours truly, Dr. Monty.
He's a doctor.
I was aware
with
that...
With an H. D-O-C-T-A-H. I was a,
doctor!
Doctor Sismore.
I was aware that it is a misheard lyric, but we're going with it. And
that's just his professional opinion.
I stormed out of the studio that day, so I wasn't there for the tryptophan conversation.
And I wasn't on set when they recorded those lyrics because I wasn't in that scene. I didn't want to sit around all day on set, you know, for the hit movie A Star Is Born. So I can neither confirm nor deny. But
thank you.
Let's talk to Jess for a second.
And he didn't even include a dick. No Dr. Dick, goodbye. Jess said, hi, dolls. As summer is coming up for us Aussies and I want to be looking nice and tan. It already is summer down there, I think. I was wondering what tanning products, if any, y'all use. Alaska skin always looks so perfectly tan. And Willem is just so supple. It's on the next page. Thanks for helping a girl out. What tanning products?
See that there.
You did know. Small font. Supple.
Honestly,
with an S.
Supple. You know what product I use? The sun. I know it's terrible, but I always use sunscreen. But I like to like lay out and get warmed by the sun like a newt.
I like a newt too.
I don't recommend like overdoing it. I recommend wearing sunscreen if you're going to do it. But I do like to have a little bit of sun and a little bit of color.
I have seen you put some bronzer on your shoulders.
That's just for highlight. I don't like paint myself.
Can we put all the dicks on our Patreon so if people want to see them?
We could start doing that, but I just need to get like written consent.
There has to be so much consent to like start making money off.
Well, if people send us their dicks, just say, "Hey, can we post this?" And if their faces aren't in, they might not care. Go to our Patreon. We need the money.
Hall of dicks. Speaking of dicks, here's a message from Richard.
Oh, big Richard.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Richard the 18th.
A lot of holiday dicks.
Holiday dick.
Dun, 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 dun. Why don't you go ahead and read this?
Hello, one? Alaska Willem, diphthong Tina Turner. Neutral observer of the pod here. Wow. You guys have talked a lot of unions, labor disputes, and the rights of workers. So my question is, ultimately, do you think that the profits of a business venture should belong to the people who work in it or to the person who owns it?
And a giant picture of a dick.
I think I want to own that dick. That is bigger than a Windex bottle. And he's got an orange bikini boxer brief on.
Tangerine Speedo.
Maybe that too, yeah. It's uncut. The urethra has its opening pursed, like like it's about to spit. Like
it's Audrey 2 in Little Shop of Horrors.
Like you know how the edge of a tulip like pans out? That's how his urethra is.
Why don't you come on over here and feed me?
Post sounding.
Your leaves do look dry.
I feel like the glitter. I feel like this question, I feel like it's like a question in a pageant and you have to answer in like 1 minute or less.
Well, not my pageant.
Ultimately, I believe it's really important to respect the people who are working in any company because without them, the company wouldn't exist. So I believe that like a respectable amount of profits should go to the person who started it, the person who was the idea behind it, the person who owns it. However, that shouldn't be so overblown as to have workers who aren't getting paid a fair amount or treated properly or getting a living wage. That's my answer. Thank you so much to the judges, and thank you so much to this, what's his name? To Richard for providing such an excellent.
Definitely.
The next message is from Bernie, feeling the burn. Hello, Alaska Dipper Tinta and Willem with no extra eye. I am a nerdy gamer and play a human cleric in Dungeons & Dragons.
What's a cleric?
Ooh. Wish I knew.
Like a, it's like a wizard, kind of. Oh. Or like a healing wizard. Matt Baum does a podcast called Dungeons and Drag Queens. Called Dungeons and Drag Queens. If you were to participate, what race, human, elf, orc, or any fantasy creature, and what class, rogue, warrior, mage, necromancer, etc., would you play as? And attached is an explicit dick pic for your pleasure. Oh. Sincerely, Bernie.
Suddenly I'm interested. Yeah.
He's using a flesh... out of the a flesh jack out of the canister.
Maybe he wanted to wash it or water got in it or something.
Yeah, he took the flesh jack right out of that canister, the flashlight canister.
Sometimes the inside can pull out when you take it out.
Yeah.
Of a flashlight, just like a real hole. What did he ask? I would be
Is that an animal underneath them in the second picture?
I hope.
It looks like a stack of possums. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, a stack of... Oh, he's a hoarder. He's been hoarding dead possums. Or dead... what are those white fluffy dogs once they get dirty?
I can't even look at the dick because I'm distracted by the stack of dead possums.
Yeah, and what does he have his thermostat sat on?
We can see the thermostat very clearly. Thank you so much for the dick. And thanks for the action pick. I think that helps it stand out. I mean, you just see 100 stacks of dicks in an email. It's good. Yeah, it's good that you're utilizing tools because that is what, you know.
I'd utilize that tool.
Is necromancer
someone who loves dead people?
Yeah, someone who, like, raises zombies. So I used to play Dungeons & Dragons.
What were you?
I was a, like, a sorcerer, an elf sorcerer.
Oh.
So you
did your spooky character.
I had a pet crow. It was very gothic.
How wonderful.
Yeah. How wonderfully camp.
I think I would be, I'd control the dead. That sounds cool. But I like flying, too.
I like that for you.
Yeah.
Is there flying in Dungeons & Dragons?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wizard, can you fly?
I don't know.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can urinate in the sky.
Canceled.
Thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss.
You can send us your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Good questions and explicit nudity get sky priority.
Any active military. We have bonus video content available at patreon.com/Willem. Sign up to be a patron and support us. And you can use the term race chaser in your hashtags to search and watch the videos that you want to see.
Follow us on Instagram @Willem @TheOnlyAlaska5000 and @RaceChaserPod. We'll be back
next week with more.
Bing. Skyping. Skyping. Steaming. Streaming. Skyping. Paulding.
Steaming.
Scalding. Boiling.
Hot cow. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited.
This Goss is hot!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.